Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Kingdom Talk, and I'm your host, Pastor Taiquasia Gomez, coming to you live tonight. And tonight we will be discussing what it means to wait on the Lord. And this topic can mean different things to different people. But tonight, we are answering the question, what it means to wait on the Lord. And to some, that means spending time in prayer, you know, seeking God's face. To others, it means standing firm on what God has already spoken to you. And to others, it just means to wait on God's answer, his voice, or his promise in prayer, because that is an essential part of our walk with God. And I think we don't realize that as much as we want him to do things and we ask for things and we need this and we need that, but the most important part of it all is the waiting. And God speaks about that a lot in many scriptures, like Isaiah 40 and 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Also in Lamentations 3 and 25, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Isaiah 30 and 18, therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Next one, Psalm 135 through 6. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. Psalms 33, 20 and 22, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. When we saying that we're going to wait on the Lord, it means that we're putting the fight in his hands. We're giving it to him, and we're showing him, okay, God, I can just be still. I can just wait patiently and listen for your next command. I can wait for you to answer me, because I'm waiting, and I'm waiting in silence, and my hope is in you. My trust is in you. I'm waiting for you to do something on my behalf, but it's all about your response in the waiting, to not be waiting and murmuring, complaining, to not be waiting and having doubt, to not be waiting and speaking death and negativity, but to wait with a good spirit and to wait with joy, you know, expecting that he's going to do something marvelous, something great, to wait and to trust, to wait and to stand on his promises. And that's really all he's asking, is that you trust, be still, to know and know that he is God. He's waiting for you to wait for him in a Christ-like manner. He's waiting for you to wait and hope, you know, and to stand on his word, because he's saying, listen, I would never promise you something and not do it. I would never say I'm going to give you something and not come forth with it for you, that blessing, that deliverance, that healing, whatever it may be, that financial breakthrough, whatever it may be. But he's saying, I would never tell you something and not do it. He's not a man that he shall lie. He will do everything he said he would. So he's saying to his people, to his believers, just wait on me. Just be of good courage, you know, wait on me, because I'm coming. I just need you to wait patiently. I need you to wait in my timing, because our timing is not God's timing, and we have to receive certain things in certain seasons, because God also has to prepare us for the things that he wants to give us or that we're waiting on, because we may not be ready in that season. We may not be equipped to handle it. We may not have the mental capacity to keep it and obtain it and sustain it if we get something in a season where it's not time and it's premature. So that's why God have us wait a lot of the times, because sometimes we're just not ready and we just can't handle what God is about to give us, or our faith is not there to even see that it's already there, that God is already working it out. So those are some of the reasons that it may not have came yet, because God is doing something in us or waiting on us to change our outlook on the situation. We got to be still, you know, and fret not, and know that, you know, he's going to work it out, and know that he's going to handle it, because we're standing on him. We're going to prosper. You know, no evil, no devil, no scheme, no plot is greater than what God has planned for us. So never look to think it's not working because, oh, somebody else is stopping it, somebody else is in the way. No, God, whatever he said is going to happen, is going to happen. Can't no devil in hell stop it, not even you. God is going to do what he said he's going to do. And trust me, it's worth waiting. It's worth waiting and praying and waiting and fasting and waiting and worshiping and waiting and reading your word, because those that wait on him and how you wait makes the difference. You still have to be waiting and be waiting with faith, with hope, with patience. You still got to be waiting in humility and meekness and going through the fruits of the Spirit, showing all the fruits of the Spirit. You have to do that, and you have to keeping the commandments and enduring to the end, because he said the race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endures into the end. And you're planting the seed of faith. And while you wait, you're nourishing that seed. That's all you're doing. You're just feeding whatever the promises that God told you. You're feeding that thing. You're growing that thing so that you also can see when God has even manifested the prayer, the blessing, whatever it is that you were asking for. Because sometimes God be working things out and doing things right in front of our face, and we don't even see it. We don't even understand what's happening before us, because we're looking at the old thing. We're looking because one door was shut, or, you know, or we didn't get that particular job, or we didn't get that particular car, or the person didn't get healed at that particular time, or the particular way that you thought. So sometimes we miss it because of the way that God do things and the way that God move, and his ways is far from our ways and his thoughts is far from our thoughts. So sometimes you just have to be in tune with the Spirit. You have to draw nigh to him. You have to listen to his voice so that you can understand when he is moving, when he is speaking, so that we don't miss it. We have to stay focused in the midst of waiting, because any tribulation that we go through worketh patience. We got to continue in that patience until we are perfected. That's in the word. That's what he does. He transforms us in the waiting. And we need to be steadfast and keep pressing forward as we're waiting. Don't stay stagnant. Don't, you know, start going backwards, start backpedaling. Don't start losing, you know, your hope, letting your light dim down. No, continue those things and keep walking by faith and keep speaking the word and keep letting your light shine even greater as you're waiting on him until, you know, it's done. You got to be unmovable. Immovable faith, that nobody can change your mind, that whatever he said is going to happen, and you're going to keep pressing until whatever promise he gave you is done. And you have to apply this to your life every single day, because putting your trust in God is something that you have to do every day. That's why the Bible says to renew your mind daily, because we never know what's going to happen today, tomorrow. We just have to continue to trust him and walk by faith and not by sight, and allow his Holy Spirit to lead us, because trials, troubles, and afflictions is not going to stop. It's not going to change. Hard times is going to come, and our help is coming from the Lord. And sometimes we have to wait on that help. It may not feel good. It may not look good. We may not understand, but at an appointed time, it would all make sense. And at an appointed time, it will all turn around. Because he said, those that suffer with him shall reign with him. He also said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So we have to understand that it won't always be like this. Trouble will not last always. When we wait on him and have trust, and when we stay in the will, that is the key, capital letters with stars on the end, when we stay in the will, it will all work out. If we stay in his face, things will begin to turn in our favor. if we stay in our word, we will start to get an understanding of even what's going on while we're waiting. Because sometimes we're waiting and people get frustrated and think that God is not moving, but we don't even understand what's happening. We don't even understand how he's moving and what he's doing and how he's doing it. So he's not going to tell us everything. Yes, we understand that. But God said with all things, get an understanding. So he will give us an understanding. He's not going to have us clueless. He's not going to have us, you know, out of our mind, not knowing what's going on, like we're oblivious, like we're in the dark. No, he will give us an understanding. We might not know how. We might not know when. We might not know from where it's going to come from. But we do know what is going to happen, and the what is the victory, no matter what area it is in our life, but we will obtain the victory in the end. So that is what's most important, not the who's, what's, when's, where, how, and why, but the end. And the end is victory. No matter what it is, it's always going to be victory when connected to him. And that's the beauty of it. You know, so when people ask me, you know, well, where are you going? I don't know. Well, how are you going to get there? I don't know. Well, do you have enough supplies to do? I don't know. And sometimes maybe no. Those answers might be no. Do you know where you're going? No. Do you know how long it's going to take? No. And you're still going to do it? Yes. Why? Because God said so, and obedience is better than sacrifice. So we don't know all the details, and we can't even give it to you because we ourselves don't know. But we know that we do have a God that loves us and that has planned our life before we was in our mother's womb. You know, that have us expected in for us, plans to not harm us, but to prosper us. And that's more than enough that we need to know. We know that in the end, we will win. We know that in the end, we are going through this thing, this journey to have eternal life. That's all that we know, and that's all that matters. We could care less about everything else because that's just mere distraction. That's just another way for us to, once you start questioning a little too much and you want more details, that's when fear can creep in. That's when doubt can creep in. That's when disappointment can creep in, and discouragement and hopelessness, because you can't figure out the details and you're like, oh, I want to know when, how, well, how I'm going to do this, God, and how long it's going to take to get done. No, you just got to do it. When God gave you the command, just go. That's it. Don't wait. Don't waver. Don't second guess it. Just do it. Just like Noah, he might have looked crazy. He didn't have those details for the people. All he could tell his family and the people in the area, what we would call like a nation, the village, whatever, all he could tell them was that God said, build a boat. That's it. That's all. All he could tell them was that rain was coming. He didn't have all the in-between, and that's what we get caught up on. We want to know the in-between, but we just need to obey. That's it, and it'll make our life so much easier, and we would just not waste so much time and miss certain things because we spent so much time trying to get the details when God said, just do it, and then wait on me. You know, that was waiting on God when Noah was just building, with no, you know, with nothing else to give the people, just doing it. That's waiting on God. He was waiting on God to send the rain. But while he was waiting, he was working. You know, while you wait, you got to work. While you wait, you got to pray. While you wait, you got to fast. While you wait, you got to worship. While you wait, you got to seek God. So just wait, but wait in faith. Don't wait idle, because then those other things creep in, like I stated, where you start to ask too many questions and you want too many details, and now you're doubting, and now you're like, oh, I don't have the resources to do this. I don't have the time to do this. Oh, how is God going to work this out while I do this? And how am I going to handle all of this? You are not God. We are just mere men, but that's a God who can do things of the impossible if we bring it to him, if we ask him for the help, the support, the guidance that we need. But if we try to take matters into our own hand, we will fail every time. And it's a proven fact. Anytime that we put something in our hands, alone in our own strength, it fails. Because as a mere man, we don't have enough strength. We don't have the capacity to hold all those burdens. We don't have that. But with the strength of God, we're able to do so much more. We're able to take care of families, you know, we're able to do whatever it is he's asking us. We're able to hold down a secular job. We're able to do ministry, go to services, do Bible study, do prayer lines, do radio stations. And people looking like, wow, how are you getting all this done? Because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It's not my own strength. Even though sometimes you feel like you can't or you feel overwhelmed, that's because you think it's you. And you put it in your mind that it's you. So you're like, oh, I can't do all of this. I'm tired. But once you get out of that mindset and you put it in God, like, oh, this is not me. This is God's strength. It's God who's pulling me through each and every day. It's God that's waking me up. It's God that's, you know, leading me, you know, and giving me the unction in my spirit to get these things done. You will feel so much more at ease, so much more peace, so much weight lifted off your shoulder because you're like, oh, this is not my problem. This is God. This is all on God. This is in God's hands. And you'll just begin to do things, and you'll begin to just wait for him to move in some areas in your life. You do what you can and what you cannot. You wait and pray, you know. That's all you can do. That's why I love the serenity prayer. To, you know, accept the things that you cannot change and change the things that you can. You know, if you can, you do. If you can't, you know, you wait on God. You give it to God because you do have a Savior. You don't have to, you know, do things alone. You don't have to handle these issues by yourself. That's why he's here. That's why you need him and need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. So you can lift those burdens and cast those cares unto him. You don't got to keep on doing it on your own. We're giving him our whole souls, our whole hearts, our whole minds. You know, we just got to keep our minds stayed on him and think about the goodness that's coming as we keep relying on him and keep having godly response and keep walking in faith and keep continuing to be who he called us to be. Yeah, it might get hard sometimes, but it's not impossible to do because he said we can do it. He said that if we wait on him, he shall renew our strength. He said that. So that means he knew it was going to get a little hard. He knew that it was going to get, you know, a little heavy. He said, those that wait on the Lord, he going to renew your strength. I mean, he knew you was going to get worn out. He knew you was going to get weak in it. But he said, just wait on me. I renew your strength. I'll give you wings of eagles so you can mount up and soar. That means fly. You know how it is when a bird fly? It's just so easy. It's nothing in their way. Ain't no traffic in the sky. They in their own lane. That's what got me when he said he's going to give us wings as eagles to mount up and soar. Because when they fly, there's no traffic in the sky. There's no hindrance, no stumbling block. You're just going to be able to flow. And that's what God wants, able to just flow in the spirit, to flow in him. No restrictions, no boundaries, nothing holding us back, nothing, you know, distracting us. Just us able to flow in God and really do the things of God and live the life that he called us to live. And really, we're not living that because we're not waiting on him. We're impatient. We're rushing. We want things done like microwavable, and that's not how God operates. You got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. You know, you got to be watching expectantly for him to do something. He going to hear you. He hear those prayers. He see those tears, and he's coming for his children. Don't think he's looking over us. No, he hear us. He hear us. None of those that wait, in Psalms 25 and 3, it says, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. It's not going to be in vain. We're not a joke. God is not to be mocked, to be mimicked or laughed at. It's not a game. He's going to do what he says he's going to do, and those people are going to be looking silly because they think God is not real. They think that all of this that we're doing is a game, but the word says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So there will be a time when everybody's going to bow. So it's you know, you just got to believe and you got to stand on that and don't waver in that. No matter what the world is doing, no matter how fast the world is moving, because to the world standards, it will make you think that, you know, your waiting is in vain and that God is not moving and that things are not changing. But the devil is a liar. God is moving. He's forever moving. He's forever blessing. He's forever showing up on our behalf. The world lies to you and make you think that everything got to happen now. But God is perfecting us. God is molding us. God is transforming us. David was king but could not operate as that until years later. And that is the same with us. We may be certain things. God may have called us to do certain things or, you know, be responsible over certain things. But sometimes it's not right now. Sometimes it's not that season. And he prepares us for these things. He molds us. He strengthens us. He builds character in us. He's trying to make us strong believers. He's trying to make us strong prayer warriors, intercessors, to be ready for battle, to equip us for ministry, to equip us to go out in the highways and byways and compel the lost souls and to preach the unadulterated gospel. That's what he's doing. But you can't get all discombobulated because the world is doing something else. We don't belong here. We don't live according to the world laws. We live according to God's law, which is God's word. You have to face those fears. You can't allow the world to get you in distress and have anxiety because, oh, they got this. They got this many degrees. They got this. They got that. And you comparing and you covenant over your brothers and sisters' things. No, the devil blesses his too. Just wait on the Lord, because God want to do great things for us. He want to answer some prayers. He want to heal people. He want to deliver. He is ready and willing. All he's doing is waiting for us. He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to have our mindsets be changed, to renew our minds, and to purify our hearts so that we can see God when he moves, when he speaks, and just to be in tune with him. Because he's forever speaking, forever doing things all around us. All around us. God is never asleep. He's an entity. He's always up and everywhere at all times. Omnipresent. That's the type of God we serve. So just keep having patience. Keep waiting on the Lord. Because that builds up, strong character. And it increases your faith. And God, we still got to wait. Even when God answers prayers, our prayers, we still got to wait because we're still waiting on the return of Jesus. So we still have to wait for that. This whole walk is about waiting. And really, the conclusion of the thing is God's timeline isn't the same as our timeline. And even though it's difficult and it's something that's very unpopular in today's culture, it's necessary for God's plan. The Bible and God is providing comfort and promises, blessings to us that wait on him. So don't give up in the waiting. Make sure you stand strong in the waiting. Make sure you put him first. Make sure you don't be looking for instant gratification and, you know, just be ready to have a microwave answer from God, because that's not how he operates. God is more of an oven type of man. He's going to let things bake and simmer and soak. You know, if that makes a little more sense of a visual. He's not someone who's going to put something in a microwave and boom, you're done. No, it's not his timing. So we just have to learn to wait and learn to be more proactive in our waiting and learn to take our faces out of our phones, out of the television, out of, you know, whatever it may be, and get our faith in the word, get our faith, you know, in worship, you know, bowing down our head at the altar, you know, repenting. This is what we need to be doing, because we are really distracted and the world is really noisy right now, and we need to tune those things out and just get closer to him, because the Bible is at our fingertips. There's no reason why anyone can't see God in this day and age. There's so much technology, but we get caught up on the wrong things and use technology for the wrong things. You can pull up a sermon at any second. You can pull up the word at any time. You can Google a biblical meaning at any time. So it's no excuse as to why you can't, you know, hear from God, because he's everywhere and the Bible is at your fingertips. So don't conform to the ways of this world. We're in this world, but not of this world. Do not get into modern day society, but, you know, look to the Bible to read and to help you understand that the blessings that waiting can bring, that the blessings for those that wait on the Lord, that have confidence and trust in him, even in trouble, that he's going to bless those believers, those people that are seeking him, that are waiting on him, because he sees that. He's looking at us while we're waiting, because he sees us exercising patience. He sees us exercising our faith. He sees us exercising our trust as we wait on him, and that's what he's looking at. He's looking at, okay, can they trust me? Even when I don't give them what they want, because sometimes we can be spoiled, you know. We want God to be doing everything we ask. You know how kids are with their parent. Oh, God, I want this, I want that, and we expect it. You know, we want our way. We're spoiled, and God said, no, sometimes I got to make you wait. It don't mean I don't love you. It don't mean that I'm not, you know, making sure you're okay and making sure you're good. No, sometimes you just can't have everything that you want. Also, in the waiting, you'll learn that, because sometimes we ask them for things that is just not good for us. But sometimes we're asking for things that we just don't really need. You know, it just depends. That's where you got to seek God on, because you got to know that what you're asking is according to his will. That is the key in prayer. You got to pray according to the will of God, not your will, but God's will for your life and even for other people. So that's why you have to stay in tune with God, so you can know what to pray, how to pray, when to pray, and just wait and wait, you know. Wait with hope that things is going to change, that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to answer those prayers, those promises are going to come to pass, and that, you know, we will come out of this better than we went in, because the Spirit knows, you know, what to intercede for us with moanings and groanings. So sometimes you don't even know what to pray while you're waiting, but the Holy Spirit will know. It will tell you, you know, just pray. Let the Spirit do the talking and just wait for an answer from God. You know, we got to wait for answers even in worship. We got to wait for God to speak back. You can't just talk to him and don't hear the response. You got to wait. But just know that, you know, just, it feels like suffering sometimes when we wait on God. But know that suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance produces character. And character produces hope. So the patience is going to build us up. Remember that. It's building us up. It don't feel like it, but it's building us up. It's making us stronger. It's helping us to withstand the test of time, because the world is going to continuously test you. And you got to be ready, because things is going to come and you're going to need that patience. You're going to need to be able to stand firm on God's word no matter what. You're going to need that type of mentality as a believer. You're not going to be able to walk this walk without that type of mentality. You got to wait for him. You got to wait for him to speak. You got to stand on every promise, no matter how long ago it is. You have to stand on that, because sometimes that's all you have. That's all you have is God's promise. Sometimes your life just don't look like what he said. So all you can do is hold on that promise and never let it go. That's all you have. Literally, that's all we have sometimes. But waiting is an important biblical principle. So it's a good thing to practice your waiting. You know, how are you waiting? Are you complaining about it? Are you being negative? Are you losing faith? Are you losing hope? How are you waiting? And what does it mean to wait? You know, a lot of people don't enjoy waiting. You know, once they wait, and you ever seen somebody waiting in a fast food line and it's too long, like 5 minutes in, and they start cussing and they start banging and stomping and yelling at people. God don't want that. We as believers, that's not how we wait. We wait way different. Way different. Because you got to understand what it means to wait. And being still and being okay when very little is happening or if anything is happening, because we have to have stillness and still be grounded and rooted in God and let God still be that foundation, even if nothing is happening, even if God is not saying nothing, even if God is not moving, because sometimes that's the case. And I wait and God is not even responding to you because it's not that time yet. But you still got to do it. You still got to wait on him because you want to be restored. You want rest. You want healing. You know, you want a shift in your life. You want things to begin to change around you. So you just got to wait on God. You just have to stay in his presence. And don't think that because you're waiting that that means denial, that God is saying no or he's not going to do it or a delay. You never know. It just can mean you got to wait, you know, you got to expect, you got to be ready, you got to hold on, because you don't know when or how God is going to do it, but just trust that he is going to do it. He is, because long-suffering is the fruit of the Spirit, and that makes us walk in patience, and we still got to be obedient in our transition to whatever, wherever God is taking us. It's just a pause, you know, it's a time of anticipation, and we don't like that sometimes, but it is what it is. This is what we signed up for. The preparation is something that we need. It can be physical or spiritual, and sometimes both, but we need it. We got to wait on the Lord, and it's your choice. You know, you can move beforehand, but I can tell you right now, one thing's for certain, two things for sure, it will not work. But it is, if you do stand firm on it and you wait, it's powerful. Greatness comes out of waiting. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. These are all scriptures. That's all in Psalms. You got to wait. Every 50 million scriptures pulled up about waiting on the Lord. So clearly that is very vital in this walk because God is good. And when we wait on him, we know that he's going to respond. And you got to believe that he's going to respond. And he does. Because everywhere in the Word, every time anybody went to God and asked him something, he answered them. Waiting on God's timing rather than our own leads to incredible things, I'm telling you. But it does require patience, and it is a choice. But just wait on the Lord. Wait for the perfect season for him to do what he got to do. And trust me, he's going to give you a special blessing. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, he wants you, yes, he wants you to sacrifice too. Don't get it twisted, but obeying him is everything. Because he said, those that love me will follow me. And if you follow him, that means if he say, wait, that's still a part of following him. I'm just waiting on the Lord. Just waiting on the Lord. Now I get it when my grandmother used to say that. I didn't get it at the time because I would ask her certain things like, well, what you doing? Grandma, you know, what you going to do next after this? Or if a bill come, couldn't pay it, or something like that, oh, just waiting on the Lord. Like, what? What are you talking about, lady? But now I get it. Today, I get it. That means once you've done all you can, just stand. That don't mean be lazy. That don't mean procrastinate. But once you've done everything that you can in your power, then you wait on the Lord. And let God do the rest. Let him build that character in you. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful on today for the wait on the Lord. It changed my perspective. It changed my mind. We're just waiting for God to strengthen us and to unify us, to bring forth the vision and the purpose of our ministry. And I'm excited about the new things that he's doing and how he's changing our whole mindset and allowing us to focus on ourselves first, even though that might sound selfish, but that's what God is doing. He's changing us, molding us, taking the beams out of our eyes, you know, helping us to get right so that we can see from a godly perspective and help others and not minister out of pain and out of hurt and, you know, out of disappointment, but to really minister to people and allow the word, the unadulterated gospel, to pierce their very spirit to where we don't have to condemn them. We don't have to be judgmental and critical. We can judge if we have to justly, you know, in a way that is pleasing to God. We can speak the word where the word will give them conviction and deal with them and, you know, make them feel a way about their lifestyle, and we can do it with integrity where, you know, we don't go against our principles, where we don't make anybody feel a way. Now, if the word makes them feel uncomfortable, then that has nothing to do with us. That has all to do with God, but he wants us to be right to be able to do that in the correct way, because we don't want hurt people to hurt people. We don't want to be out here and not delivered and going out there and, you know, poisoning the community. You know, we want to go out there and spread God's spirit and God love and bring about real change. We want to be a catalyst for change. We want to ignite that fire that sparks the change that we want to see in our communities. We want the truth to get out there. God's truth, not people's truth, not our truth, but God's truth, so that people can begin to live, you know, with integrity and be more respectful and have more reverence to God and, you know, be more kind because they'll have God in them. You know, we can't expect people to act these certain type of ways because they don't live this lifestyle. They don't have God, and that's why we need to spread him and to teach the people so that they can begin to change and be better. But God loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed night. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Talk. And I want to say thank you to all the listeners and just encourage you to wait on God and to trust God in this season, because everyone is about to reap everything that they've sown. And have a blessed night.